Hi, this is dictation for Clifford Holcomb, CLIFFORDHOLCOMB. Date of birth is 8/8/1976. Date of service 3/9/2022. History of presenting illness, Mr. Clifford Holcomb is having a chronic pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, and the neck area reported to be 6. Radiation of pain with numbness and tingling to the left arm and left leg is also reported. Although it has decreased due to the injection treatment that patient has received. In addition, patient has pain in both the elbows and both the knees. He is able to walk reasonably good, and he does have a history of high blood pressure. Pain level varies from 5 to 8 depending on the day. The patient does not have any automobile and he usually resorts to walking. Overall, the patient reports 40% improvement in the pain level and healing. In the areas that are affected, reported as follows: general activity 7, and walking ability and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 6, mood and work is affected 5. In the system review, patient reports occasional blackout, for which patient never went to any hospital ER, and they are for no reason, on difficulty sleeping, no headaches, no vision disturbances, no seizures, no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and no lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing pain in the lower back, mid back, and upper back, as pain in the shoulder, wrist and hand, and moderate difficulty walking. And in the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same and a slight improvement, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Percocet 10/325 daily on a PRN basis. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 178/110. Pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit, that is 2/9/2022, dictation number 0214-074. The plan of care is to refer the patient to his primary care doctor, Dr. Kazvi, for management of his blood pressure and other ailments. Regarding the pain, patient is going to continue on naproxen and Elavil, as well as Percocet 10/325, once a day on a PRN basis. The patient was informed that due to the recent policies from the federal government and state government, the medication will be reduced to none for narcotics. He can continue having naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, and Gabapentin, and also his injection treatment can continue. Physical therapy is continuing for him. And other than that, he is stable. He is going to focus rehab for his physical therapy. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. End of dictation. Thank you.